Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from the most recent Pella School Board meeting. Well, Greg, at your most recent Pella School Board meeting, a lot of end of year in terms of calendar year business and stuff you typically tackle this time of year that kind of went through the process with the board. We'll start with new course proposals because those always tend to be fairly interesting. And this year, a very heavy focus on science and math when it comes to high school courses. Let our listeners know about some of the new program offerings and why it's so important to keep those updated.
Yeah, it's certainly something that we look at every year, usually with the high school staff. We request if they have any interest in having new courses to let us know that early in the season. We had a few courses that were put forward this year, two science courses, biotechnology course, and an entomology course in the area of science. Those would both be electives for high school students, and then one math course being proposed is a finite math course. And so really what we're always trying to do is look at our offerings, what makes sense, what might bring some new interest to students, what's out there that potentially we could actually look at teaching at Pella. And so we're happy that teachers take a look at that and bring that forward. So it's important for us to do that this time of year because student registration for new courses then happened kind of the end of January, February. We want to get students signed up for courses for next year. And so those courses need to be proposed and approved officially.
The other item of business when you talk about the next academic year is the calendar. And every year you try to set your dates well in advance to know, you know, when school will be off. And that's always the thing I think most listeners are interested in is what the days will be for vacations and so on. So when you look at the school calendar, your hours, once again, talk about the importance of that and then some of the key dates coming up for the academic year.
We do try to set the calendar decision whether we're going to continue counting hours instead of days. It used to be that you had to always count days for the school calendar, but now we count hours. So we have to be above the 1,080 hours in a total school year. And so we are above that. We actually have over 1,100 hours this year. And so typically that's the range we're at. But the school start is not as variable as what it used to be. So it's really August 23rd now is as early as we can start, and likely that we will start on August 23rd next year. That's a little bit unusual because I think it hits on a Friday in 2019. So that's a little bit of a weird time to start school on a Friday. But we will count hours and we'll get that decided in terms of what Christmas break looks like, what spring break looks like, all those things, because people always like to plan ahead on that. So we will have that calendar kind of ready to go by the end of January and put that out to staff, students, and of course, parents.
And now one of the other items that you had at least reviewed was the 900 series of the district handbook. And why that one's important is it really relates to community relations and highlights the new visitor policy that you've implemented this year at all of the buildings as well. So, you know, obviously some of the changes probably aren't interesting to the public, but the visitor piece has always been a very important one. And it's a part of the school safety initiative.
Yeah, it really is. Our visitors now, we have a little bit different protocol for our visitors coming into the building. As a visitor comes into our building, that they come to our main office areas, then they sign in. We also then verify with whatever staff member that they're planning to see or where they're going before we release them out into the school. If they have not been to that area before, then we usually escort them to that area. But they, again, wear a badge or a lanyard, and we just want to make sure that the school is as safe as it can be. And this is just a kind of a new protocol that we implemented at the beginning of this year just to handle our visitors.
Well, and on that note, when we talk about school safety, too, what are some of the other things I know that you were working on ongoing throughout this entire year to really roll out a more firm and in-place program by next year?
So John Stedham has been leading that charge. We're actually working with all six different school districts in Marion County, trying to get us all on the same page. One of the things we're talking about is what our standard response protocol is. So what we do with lockdown, lockout, how we shelter in place, all those types of things that when we have an incident, how we react to that. So school safety is very, very important. We are making sure we have the right kind of plans for each building and each situation and just the right protocols to move forward. So that's been an ongoing process, and we have to have a plan, a high quality plan in place by the end of this school year. So basically in place for the 19-20 school year.
Once again, that was Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.